We are still following the tragic and very sudden passing of Senator Lindsey Graham. And I have to confess, I told you this during yesterday's show when the news was still very fresh, and it still is, honestly, today. But the very first person I texted when I found out about his passing was Senator Richard Blumenthal, because Senator Blumenthal on this show and many other platforms in the media has been very vocal and open about his relationship personally and professionally with Senator Graham. It seemed like they were very dear friends and that they worked very closely together on a lot of bipartisan legislation over the years. And so he was the first person I texted, honestly. And Senator Blumenthal, I really appreciate you being here. I know it's a very difficult time, but again, I want to reiterate and sincerely apologize for the loss of your friend and colleague, Senator Graham.
Well, I very much appreciate that, Melissa, and thanks for your note. I am going to be attending today the swearing in of Senator Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, who will temporarily take his seat in the Senate. And we're also looking forward to announcing the Russia sanctions bill, which was the main work that we did together. In fact, in the hours, literally hours before his death, Senator Graham was exultant because we received approval from President Graham, a green light from the White House to move ahead with our Russia sanctions bill. And so we have definitely made progress on it. I'm hoping we'll announce it very shortly and that it will become law to stop the flow of revenue to Putin that fuels his war machine from the sales of Russian oil and gas.
You know, so I want to hear obviously more about that. I do. I think you and I have talked about that briefly on this show in the past, because this has been a work in progress, correct, between yourself and the late senator?
Correct. We've worked on it over the years. You know, we disagreed on many major issues. He supported the war in Iran. I fought it. He supported the SAVE Act. I fought it. He supported the Trump tax cuts for billionaires. I fought them. But we worked on common ground when we found it, which is the only way that things get done in the Senate.
How did that come about, Senator Blumenthal? I want to talk a little bit about what I think is a very unique relationship. It is not easy today, or at least it doesn't seem like, from the people like myself or a listener right now on WICC, when we're not in Washington. Heck, we're not even in Hartford and seeing legislators during a legislative session most times. How did you and Senator Graham strike such a working bond when exactly what you said, you guys politically were very divided?
We were divided. We argued vehemently and vigorously, but our relationship really began when we both were friends of John McCain, Senator McCain of Arizona, as you recall, a war hero, notwithstanding what the president may say, and a very magnetic personality who also believed in working across the aisle. And John McCain and I and Lindsey Graham took a number of trips around the world to Afghanistan, the Middle East, and we worked together on measures that seek to bolster our national security. We're all members of the Armed Services Committee and strong supporters of our men and women in uniform. So we began working together on those issues. And then it broadened when Putin invaded Ukraine. We felt that the national security interest of the United States was at stake, because if Putin conquers Ukraine, he'll keep going against NATO countries, Sweden, Finland, the Baltic states, and our own national security interests will be directly implicated under NATO Article 5. We may have to put troops on the ground. Stopping Putin in Ukraine is absolutely necessary for our national interest. Both Senator Graham and I shared that view, and we traveled to Ukraine in the wake of the invasion when the Russians were pushed back literally weeks afterward. There was no embassy. There were no American military. We took an overnight train, 12 hours, arrived in Kyiv, met with Zelensky, visited Bucha, where the Russians committed such atrocities, killing women and children by shooting them in the back of their heads and then burying them in mass graves, were both absolutely repulsed. And so we shared experiences of travel and of commitment to Ukraine's freedom against Putin's murderous assault.
How are you feeling about Senator Graham's passing? Obviously, you know, I guess from a working standpoint, we work with ABC News Radio. We have affiliates with them. And I had Steve Roberts on, who's a reporter in Washington, D.C., has been there for a long time and got to see a lot of the workings of people like Senator Graham over the years. And he said that Washington became a little less bipartisan with the passing of Senator Graham. Do you agree?
I think that Senator Graham's death evoked real sadness in a lot of people. Again, I differed with him very profoundly and passionately on many issues, maybe the most important issues right now in the headline. And my fight, the Trump potential tyranny, or at least what I see as that tyranny, certainly was exactly the opposite of his view of the world. But I do agree that his death has brought us a bit closer together, at least for now. And certainly it will provide an impetus to our Russia sanctions bill, because I think my colleagues see it as a fitting tribute to him. Lindsey Graham had a sense of humor that was irrepressible and irreverent. I was with him at one Munich security conference meeting when we were on a panel together. He unloaded with a string of expletives before this very diplomatic, elevated audience and brought down the house. He could be charming and funny. He developed close personal relationships on both sides of the aisle. I do think the sadness has bridged some of the partisan differences and, at least for this moment, brought us closer together.
Tell us about, really quick, Senator Blumenthal. So this Russia sanctions bill, you feel very confident that it is going to pass?
I never say I'm confident about anything in the United States Senate, Melissa, as you may have heard me say before. But I do think it should pass because it is a way of stopping the purchases of Russian oil and gas that are the principal source of revenue for Vladimir Putin as he continues to attack Ukraine. But Ukraine has reached a real turning point. It's a crossroads. They are making immense progress on the battlefield, taking back territory. They're reaching deep within Russia with their drones and missiles. They're turning the tide. And so I think that this moment, when we can deprive Russia and Putin of the resources they need to continue at this pace, could bring them to the table. Right now, Putin's totally uninterested in peace. Zelensky would love to have peace and stop the bombing of his apartments and hospitals, homes, killing of civilians, murdering children, women. But we need to bring Putin to the table, and I hope that the Russia sanctions bill could do it.
Well, Senator Blumenthal, again, I want to thank you for giving us the time. I know it's been a rough few days especially, and certainly keep us posted on what happens next with the legislation. And again, our sincere condolences for the loss of your friend, your colleague, and, you know, somebody who I think, regardless of politics, really cared very deeply for this country, Senator Lindsey Graham. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sure we'll talk again really soon.